Loving the new early sunrise right here in the middle of Forgotten America where I plant my flag. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the number one rated Michigan State University Spartans will be putting that ranking on the floor tonight. Madison Square Garden. Madison Square Garden could be a big fight. Number two, Kentucky on the other end of the court. Number two, Snowblind. Have you looked at the forecast between now and a week from now? Yeah, several inches of snow expected to fall all over Michigan, into Ohio and Indiana. That's right, snow, lots of it, cold weather too. In fact, tomorrow, I think it is, it's going to be in the teens. No, it's going to be in the teens. Cold weather coming. Cold weather coming our way. And well, I guess that's just the way it is. And number one, Dana Nessel just won't quit in her pursuit of trying to leave Michigan in the dark and with no heat. Along with other radical leftists, the attorney general pulling out all the stops to find a way to shut down Line 5, never have it replaced. It's bordering on deranged at this point, I'd say. I mean, what else would you call it? It's continue to go after it. Here's why I say this. There's this new report that's been put out. A new report that was commissioned by Dana Nessel that says Line 5, if there was an oil spill, it may not be legally enforceable for Enbridge to cover the cost of cleanup. Come on. This is your latest scare tactic. If there's ever a spill on Line 5, which has never had a spill, the company that's running the line that's promised to put up $1.8 billion for cleanup may not have to put up any money for cleanup. I mean, okay. This is the latest scare tactic being put forth. Here's the comment from Dana Nessel in her activist ways. In the event of a catastrophic oil spill, the people of the state of Michigan could be left holding the bag for more than $1 billion in unfunded liability. Yeah. That is, if you let the pipeline be broken and run constantly for days on end, you'd have $1 billion worth of damage. The report released October 29th, convenient, right? Now that they just lost a court case. How convenient is the timing? A bit suspect, don't you think? It was commissioned by the Attorney General's office, as well as the Department of Environmental and Great Lakes, formerly the DEQ. They call it Eagle now. Isn't that cute? And we got to spend lots of money changing signs and letterhead. The analysis marks the latest salvo over Line 5. And let me remind you that Enbridge, the company that owns Line 5, has offered to build a brand new tunnel beneath the Straits of Mackinac, 100 feet beneath the bottom of the Straits, a tunnel worth about $500 million, pay for it themselves, have Michigan people build the tunnel, and then give control and ownership to the state of Michigan. Oh, and by the way, as a bonus to all that, agreed to have Michigan people build the tunnel, including union members and others, be the people that build this, you know, this engineering marvel. And none of it is good enough for the attorney general, and apparently not good enough for Governor Whitmer. Or is it Governor Nessel and figurehead Whitmer? How does that work exactly? And who the hell is running things in Lansing? Seriously. The report was titled An Analysis of the Enbridge Financial Assurances Offered to the State of Michigan. It looked at the Enbridge pledge that the company had $1.878 billion to cover cleanup costs if there were ever a problem with Line 5, which to date there has never been. And it's inspected constantly. Now, despite that assurance, the Enbridge corporate structure is such that it could sidestep liability, according to the American Risk Management Report. Again, a report paid for by Dana Nessel. Paid for by Nessel referred to the cleanup as voluntary and called that the most chilling finding of the report. Enbridge Energy Partners, LP, seriously misrepresented its financial holdings when it made the deal with the Snyder administration. It's all nonsense. Ryan Duffy, who was on this program and has been on a number of occasions, spokesman for Enbridge, said the company is reviewing the report, but added Enbridge, quote, would cover all costs in the unlikely event of an incident, just as we did with the Marshall release, referring to a leak that occurred a couple of years ago. We would cover all costs, said Enbridge, in the unlikely event there would be a problem. Grasping at straws is a polite way to put this. Grasping at straws is a polite way to put this. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, this is a report paid for by, well, you and I, frankly, to further the radical leftist agenda and anti-energy and anti-job message of Dana Nessel. That's what this is. Dana Nessel inserting herself and throwing red meat to her radical environmental activists and friends, saying, we're going to shut it down. Why don't you just pull the plug on Michigan while you're at it? Jobs would be lost. Energy would skyrocket in price. Utilities would be charging customers significantly more. It's all true. And then to fill the gap, you'd be running trucks and train cars. Except in their world, you'd be using donkey carts and candles. We don't want any fossil fuel. Right. All right. Here's some good news for you. A quick detour into kind of, you know, mindless entertainment. We call it basketball. Mindless entertainment. Number one, Michigan State, set to take on number two, Kentucky, in the Champions Classic, Madison Square Garden tonight. The college basketball world buzzing. The number one versus number two is the capper to an impressive first night that included number three, Kansas, and number four, Duke. So, so there you go. Michigan State, Kentucky, Kansas, Duke, Madison Square Garden, a marquee event that's been the highlight of the early part of the season since it began in 2011. This one stands out as the first time all four teams have occupied the top four spots in the AP rankings. What a great way to start the season, said Tom Izzo. And Tom, I agree. What a great way to start the season. I mean, how cool is that, right? They get to get out there. They're going to roll out. We'll talk about it here a bit tomorrow. You got to look at something. You can't just talk about politics and, you know, the grind of it all the time. Sometimes you got to talk basketball. Sometimes you got to talk about the big old lake effect snow machine. Snow in the forecast, like I said, for the next week. Lots of it. Get used to it. And here's something else for you. I'm going to offer you a free water test. And if you do it, you just might win a $7,500 prize package from Wolverine Water. It's the Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway from Wolverine. Number one, you get a Blue Line 4-in-1 water treatment system with a nickel-plated brass valve. It's the best water treatment system that I've seen. Number two, you get a Pure Health Reverse Osmosis drinking water system with alkaline. Great product there. And then, as a bonus, a clean air station, an air purification station. So you get pure water and clean air, part of the holiday giveaway from Wolverine. All you have to do, go to stevegruber.com right now. Click on that Wolverine giveaway button and away you go. Get a free water test and maybe win $7,500 in a prize package from Wolverine and the Steve Gruber Show.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.